name of cardiac arrest are you two doing? It's December 1st? What the hell does that mean? Okay. December 1st. So, what does that mean exactly, huh? What does December 1st have to do with you two corkballs giving me another heart attack at 4 o'clock in the morning? The what? The stealing of the underwear? The stealing of the... What in the name of Calvin Klein is the stealing of the underwear?
Tradition!
Yay! hold on. Let me see if I understand this. In your culture, December 1st is the stealing of the underwear? And the happy, respectful Christmas dragon fairies arrive from the enchanted cave of honor to swoop down on folks sleeping, banging drums like banshees and shouting to ward off evil sleep spirits? And then steal people's underwear to hang on the giving tree.
Giving tree! Yay!
Okay. All right. Wow. Yeah, sure. Help yourself to my underwear drawer. Far be it for me to stand in the way of tradition.
Got it! Wait. Incredible Hulk? Arrgh! Hulk smash!
So big!
So big!
And green!
Ew!
Hey, those were a gift, okay? Come on, give a guy a break. Ugh, unbelievable. Oh boy, I better call him.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Hey, Milt.
Do you know what time?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what time it is. Listen, just to warn you, you're gonna get a visit from the Japanese pocket squirrels. So, hide your underwear.
My underwear?
Don't ask. Don't ask. Just do it. Trust me.
Fuse box. This fuse box number 260, fit to be tied. And you should oughta go easy on the holiday cheer, yeah?
Oh, no. I'm fine. I'm very capable of handling things. My good man.
Yeah, you know what? You better be careful of those stairs there because they are kind of...
Thank you very much.
Kind of steep. Yeah. Well, hello, friends. Welcome in to this, the aforementioned 260th edition of Fusebox Festively, entitled Fet to be tied, and I'm your placing bungee sticks in the fireplace just in case. Host, Mark Rose, and over there.
Humbug.
Festively dressed in green antlers is the...
Three or nine more of these tall boys, and I'll show you festively.
Is the supreme commander of the console, Milk Canes, everybody.
Thank you kindly.
You know, Mr. Canes, this will quasi-technically be the last show of the year for us.
Well, we got that clip show coming up, but yeah, last show of this kind for the year.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is that this will also be the first time that I think really ever that our clip show will be released on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's great. Now we can really enjoy the sound of one hand clapping.
Well, the beauty of this format is that it's on demand as well, so you can listen at your convenience. And anyway, we've got a treat in store for you on that one. We always have a little more than just clips to share on that annual show.
Yeah, we're considerate like that.
Yes. Yes, we are. Now, on this here installment of the program, I gotta say, I had an absolute blast researching these celebrations that are held in various places around the world that are, for lack of a better term, totally whack-bat crazy.
Well, you know, Eco and Milo were telling me about a holiday they celebrate involving underwear.
Oh, no, no, please, please. I'm intimately familiar with that festivity, and sadly, so are our listeners.
Sounded like my kind of holiday, though. I don't know.
Well, be that as it shouldn't, we have a bevy of crazy holidays. Some, in fact, rather dangerous, that we shall endeavor to share with you, friends.
Well, any fire eating while playing canasta holidays?
Not that I discovered.
Oil a giraffe day?
Not as such, no.
Take a squat on the cosmic utensil day?
Well, no. Hey, I think you're unconsciously becoming a Zappa fan, Mr. Canes.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I think so.
Nope.
Milt.
Okay, all right. So I liked cosmic debris, but I'm not becoming a fanboy like you or anything.
Okay.
Kind of dug Deborah Cadabra, too.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, that's to be...
And maybe Dirty Love, but that was all, really.
Okay,
that was
all
it.
Right, that's fine. That's fine. He's an acquired taste for many. I get it, really. Seriously. When we return, a deliriously deep dive into strange holidays around this here globe.
Okay, and maybe the entire 12-disc collection of You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore, but really, that is it.
Well, those things happen. It was an accident.
You know, it's no secret, I'm a big fan of the Grindhouse period of cinematic history, and nothing covers these times and events better than Grindhouse Resurrection magazine. For one thing, the folks who write for it have first-hand experience with what they're writing about. They were actually there, maybe even created some of the films we're talking about. Like in issue number 2, a rather scathing and wonderfully insightful article on the BS on Blu-ray. Not everything on that format should be. And in an article by Richard Tater, he outlines a few of the direct-to-video films that probably didn't warrant the restoration, or for that matter, the hefty price tag. I'd call that a public service. So will you. Pick up a copy of Grindhouse Resurrection magazine. Info on ordering your copy is in the show description. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. We asked Steve Schrudelman to shrink his own head, but it's to prove a point.
Oh, yeah, this could be good. Uh-huh. If you hear me.
TheFuseBoxShow.com.
Welcome back, friends. Let's, jump into this collection of bewildering blowouts, shall we? Just to get us kind of started, here's just a few appetizers.
Tally-ho!
tally-ho?
Yeah, I think the green antlers are going to my head.
Yeah, it's kind of like a green brain freeze, huh?
Maybe.
God. Well, here's one. Have you ever heard of National Nothing Day?
Sure. It's any day with a Y in its name.
Close. Yeah, close. It's celebrated on January 16th. And this day is dedicated to doing absolutely nothing. No events, no activities, just nothing. Kind of like Congress.
Well, I'm in.
Well, you know, if you're feeling a bit more ambitious, there's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Held on the last Monday of January, this day celebrates, as you might imagine, the joy of popping bubble wrap.
That's a disease, right?
Popping bubble wrap?
Yeah. I mean, what the hell is up with that?
It's satisfying?
Okay.
Well then, how about this one? National Pig Day. March 1st is all about honoring pigs. People celebrate by having pig parties and even pig parades. Okay, all right. How about National Napping Day?
Oh, hell yes. Now that one is celebrated daily, yeah?
Well, actually, it's the day after daylight saving time begins, and people are encouraged to take a nap to recover from losing an hour of sleep. And for all of us, at least in this part of the world, so that'll be March 9th.
Hmm. Well, I'll mark it on my calendar.
That's the spirit. This one is a favorite of mine. National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. On August 8th, people anonymously leave zucchinis on their neighbors' porches.
What?
I'm telling you, it's for real.
You know, I'm thinking some folks need to find a hobby.
Well, I think they did, coming up with crazy holidays. And this one would definitely get J.D. Vance's eyeliner running. It's National Hug Your Cat Day. Yes, on June 4th, cat owners are encouraged to give their cats a little extra hug.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, and another in that same category is National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. On January 22nd, cat owners are encouraged to answer any questions their cats might have.
Saw what you did there.
Yes, and with another fistful of mushrooms, so will everyone else. But here is where we get into the main course, friends. And I assure you, these are all very much real and, still being practiced to this day. And we begin in the wilds of East Java. Yadnya Kasada. People of East Java celebrate this holiday by climbing to the mouth of an active volcano and then throwing their cattle and crops into it. This holiday basically is a sacrifice to please the gods. The people of this region think that they will be able to achieve prosperity throughout the year after this sacrifice.
Yeah, but for a little while there, they're going to be basically broke and with no possible income source.
It's all about faith, Mr. Keynes. Our neighbors to the north, in Canada, have a wondrously joyful holiday / contest called the International Hair Freezing Contest. Celebrated in, well, when else? February. Winters in the northern parts of Canada are, what you might imagine, extremely harsh. And the idea of stepping outside without headwear is, basically crazy. Because your hair will virtually freeze. Yet, Canada has managed to dedicate an entire festival to creating the most bizarre frozen hare sculptures. Every year, the town of Whitehorse, Yukon, holds the International Hare Freezing Contest. The annual competition involves contestants soaking their head in the water, and then when lifted, the cold temperatures outside will slowly start to sculpt icy coiffures.
Well, you gotta do something up there, I guess.
Yes, yes. Well, this is as good as any, right? And in a slightly warmer climate, Thailand has a monkey buffet festival.
Oh, hell no. We're not going to eat monkey heads, are we? I mean, I saw a video once.
Oh, no. Relax, Mr. Keynes. This is absolutely the exact opposite of what you're thinking.
Oh, the monkeys are eating human heads? Oh, okay. Carry on.
No. In Lopburi, Thailand, the locals lay out a feast, not for kings or deities or even the local city council, but for monkeys. Tables overflow with fruits and vegetables and even sodas, all for the local macaque population. The primates, as you might imagine, descend in droves, feasting and frolicking among the delighted onlookers. It's a day of appreciation for these furry neighbors, highlighting the harmony between humans and wildlife there in Thailand.
Wow.
Now, by a rather dark and strange contrast, in Europe, there is something called a goose-pulling festival. A peculiar and slightly controversial tradition was practiced in parts of the Netherlands and Belgium and Germany from the 17th to 19th centuries. So, riders would gallop at full speed, reaching up to snatch the head off a live goose suspended above. Eventually, this event sparked debates around animal rights and cultural heritage, and is now performed with either a dead goose or a goose dummy.
Yeah, doesn't make it any better.
Yeah. Well, staying with wildlife for a moment there, there's the Toonarama Festival in Port Lincoln, Australia. To celebrate its fishing heritage, Port Lincoln hosts the unique Toonarama Festival, the highlight of which is the Tuna Toss competition. Participants fling a large tuna as far as they can. And if you've ever seen a tuna, friends, they're huge and heavy. This, of course, testing their strength and flinging technique. The event blends community spirit, competitive zeal, and a nod to the town's fishing roots. It's a quirky testament to human creativity in celebrating local culture and industry.
Quirky, you say?
Quite. Now, here's two festivals that share a common element.
Sadness?
No. Fire.
Oi.
Yes, both Taiwan and El Salvador share a fire-related celebration. Now, the one in Taiwan is called the Yanshui Fireworks Festival. Now, in Yanshui, fireworks are not just for watching, but for wearing.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yes. Participants don steel suits and brave the barrage of fireworks, seeking purification and good fortune. The festival is a breathtaking display of bravery and belief, lighting up the night with 1,000 sparks. It's a testament to the enduring human spirit and the pursuit of blessings through fire.
Yeah, it's breathtaking, all right. Especially as your head bursts into flames.
Well, the other one is in El Salvador, called Las Bolas de Fuego. Each year, on the evening of the 31st of August, residents of Nayapa gather around to throw fireballs in commemoration of the 1658 El Peñon volcanic eruption. History has it that the natural disaster forced the villagers out of the old town to flee and settle in their current location. Today, residents split themselves into two teams to paint their faces like skulls and begin the festival by hurling palm-sized fireballs of kerosene at the opposing team. Though dangerous, Las Bolas de Fuego has been running for more than 100 years now and falls among the top unusual festivals worldwide.
Holy carp. People love them burning things, I guess, huh?
And to go along with our fiery cocktail there, we get exploding things. Festival of the Exploding Hammer. That's right. San Juan de la Vega hosts an explosive celebration.
Saw what you did there.
Yeah. Sorry. Really. It's where sledgehammers and homemade explosives meet. Participants slam their hammers against rail beams, igniting the packed charges and sending shockwaves through the air. Now, it's a dangerous dance of fire and force commemorating a centuries-old act of rebellion. The festival is a volatile mix of history, bravery, and a touch of madness.
You think?
Great way to get rid of election rage, though. You know? And we return to the U.S. of A. for these last two gems. Firstly, in Colorado, we have Frozen Dead Guy Days. In Nederland, Colorado, the Frozen Dead Guy Days Festival pays homage to a cryogenically frozen man. Kind of like Burning Man, except not. With events like coffin racing, polar plunges, and a grandpa look-alike contest, the festival embraces the bizarre with humor and adventures. It's a weekend of chill and thrill, where the line between the macabre and the merry is joyously blurred.
So, do they say who the frozen guy was, is?
You know what? I could not find that referenced in the article, sadly.
Well, I'd like to suggest some folks for a pre-need freezing.
Oh, I'm sure. Be a long list, Mr. Keynes.
Thing would be, you just don't unfreeze them. You dig?
Here's my fave, and it comes from one of our favorite places on Earth. Yes, from the Florida Keys, we get the Underwater Music Festival. For all divers and music enthusiasts, Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival is the place to be. Bill Becker, founder, coordinator, and music director of UMF, took music festivals to a whole new level with the aim to create awareness for something actually cool. Coral preservation. The celebration held in July at Louis Key Reef, I hope I'm mangling that appropriately, has been running for more than 25 years, welcoming hundreds of snorkelers. The event houses pre-selected radio playlists and ocean-themed songs streaming live from underwater speakers, along with musician divers and local artists playing whimsical instruments, giving an absolute visual treat for all.
Sounds cool to me, bro.
I think you need to sponge off there, Mr. Keynes. And with that rather waterlogged entry, we'll call it a show, friends, but not before thanking our contributors to this edition of Fusebox. Eden Neuendorf for outstanding vocal embellishments. Thanks as well to the always imperceptible man of merriment, Milt Keynes, for technical assistance and so forth and so on.
A true slice, as always. Folks, 'Tis the season to be jolly, and we'd be downright giddy if you went on over to our Patreon page over there and became a member.
Oh, for sure we would, Mr. Keynes. And to return the goodwill, you'll get free stuff, early access to programming, and exclusive material just by doing so.
Easy to do. Patreon.com/TheFuseBoxShow.
We'd be ever so grateful.
You could also head on over to the Fusebox store and grab some merch for that person who has, you know, everything.
True. Great stuff over there. Artfully designed by our partner in audio crime, Jeff Pollard. Find the store linked right down there in the show notes. Big grainy thanks to our friends at Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine for their continued support, and find them at 42ndStreetPete.net. And thanks, of course, to you friends for pushing play on this edition of the show. And we will be back next time with the annual clip show and some surprises as well. So do subscribe to this optional audio entertainment program wherever you may have found it. We'd appreciate that. I have been your encased in childproof packaging to ensure freshness host, Mark Rose, saying until our next cartoon. Fuse.